and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews and conversations with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Jean and Ron will not be joining me today, so I'm on my own. Before we begin, I want to apologize for the pause in our weekly show since our last episode on May 26th. As many of you know, life can change in an instant, and that is exactly what happened in our family on May 31st. My husband Tony and I were at the local library that day, and as we were leaving, he told me he wasn't feeling well. He said his vision seemed altered, and he felt sick to his stomach. I still needed to stop at the store for one item that we had missed on a recent trip, so I left him waiting in the car with the engine running, air conditioning on, and the windows down, thinking some fresh air might help. I was only gone about 5 minutes. When I returned and started driving out of the parking lot, I asked him how he was feeling. He said sick, and then he vomited all over himself and the car. I told him I was going to drive him to the emergency room at our nearest hospital, which was only about 3 miles away. But as I kept trying to speak with him, he stopped responding. At that point, I called Jean Marie on my cell phone, which is always connected to my car radio through Bluetooth, and I explained what was happening. She immediately told me to pull over and call 911, which I did. The dispatcher began asking me questions. Was he breathing? I didn't know at first because I had been driving before I called and he had become unresponsive. He asked whether I was in a safe place away from traffic. And after I got out of the car and approached him from the passenger side, I told her, no, he was not breathing. Between my tears and her instructions, I tried 3 times to get him out of the car so I could start CPR on the ground. The first time I didn't pull hard enough because I was afraid of hurting him by causing him to fall badly. I worried that I might make things worse. The dispatcher kept telling me to pull hard and get him to the ground if I wanted to help him. The second attempt, he moved slightly. And on the third attempt, I gave everything I had. He ended up on the ground, and I fell backward down the embankment, hitting my head on rocks and knocking myself unconscious. EMS showed up while I was unconscious, and they transported both of us to the hospital. Jean Marie got a ride there from our house, and about an hour after we arrived to the hospital, we were told that Tony did not survive. He had suffered a massive heart attack and was gone before the ambulances actually arrived. I'm sharing that because I want to explain to you why our show has had such a sudden silence after 8 years of posting every week, and because this episode that we're going to be covering is a reminder that emergencies do not wait for us to be ready. Today, I want to talk about what to do when a person's heart stops, when they stop breathing, when they collapse, when someone drowns, when someone has a heart attack, and why calling 911 immediately can make all the difference. Let's start with the most important truth. In a true emergency, every second matters. If someone suddenly collapses, does not respond, is not breathing normally, or is only gasping for air, treat that as a medical emergency right away and call 911 immediately. Start CPR if you are able. If an AED is nearby, use it as soon as possible. The device itself will guide you through the instructions. The goal is to keep blood and oxygen moving until emergency responders arrive. It's also important to know that a heart attack and cardiac arrest are not the same thing. A heart attack is a circulation problem in the heart muscle. Cardiac arrest is when the heart stops beating effectively and the person becomes unresponsive and stops breathing normally. A heart attack can lead to cardiac arrest, but they are not identical events. If someone is having a heart attack, common warning signs include chest pain or pressure, pain that spreads to the arm, jaw, back, or stomach, shortness of breath, sweating, nausea, dizziness, or a sense that something is very wrong. If those symptoms are happening, call 911 immediately. If the person suddenly becomes unresponsive and is not breathing normally, then you are no longer dealing only with a heart attack. You're dealing with possible cardiac arrest. And that means CPR and AED if available. Now let's talk about the first few steps when something goes wrong. If you see someone collapse or become unresponsive, check for danger first. Make sure the area is safe for you to approach. For instance, electrocution, you would need to be very cautious so that you don't become a victim yourself. Then shout out to the person and tap them firmly. If they do not respond, call 911 right away or tell someone nearby to call while you start CPR. If the person is not breathing or is only gasping, begin chest compressions. Push hard and fast in the center of the chest at a rate of about 100 to 120 compressions per minute and keep going until help arrives or an AED takes over. If you're trained and comfortable giving rescue breaths, do so when appropriate. If you're not trained or if you cannot give breaths, hands-only CPR is still a critical life-saving step for adults in cardiac arrest. If an AED is available, use it as soon as possible. The device is designed to walk you through the process and can greatly improve the chance of survival when used quickly. Drowning is a special situation. It deserves its own clear warning. If someone is pulled from the water and is not breathing normally or is unresponsive, assume cardiac arrest and start CPR immediately. For drowning, rescue breaths are especially important when you are able to give them because the person's body may be deprived of oxygen. If you're trained, start with rescue breaths and compressions. If you're not trained, or not able to give breaths, chest compressions should still begin right away until help arrives. One thing people often worry about in an emergency is whether they might hurt the person by moving them or by starting CPR. That fear is understandable. I had it myself. But if a person is not breathing and not responding, the greater danger is doing nothing. In cardiac arrest, immediate action matters more than perfect technique. That does not mean recklessness. It means acting fast, following dispatcher instructions, and doing the best that you can with the situation in front of you. That is another reason that 911 dispatchers are so important. They can coach you through what to do while help is on the way. If you are panicked, tearful, or unsure, stay on the line with your dispatcher. Follow their instructions step by step. Here is the simplest version to remember. Check for safety. Tap on the person and shout to get their attention to see if they're alert. Call 911. Start CPR if the person is unresponsive and not breathing normally. Use an AED if one is available. And if the emergency is drowning related, remember that rescue breaths matter when you can provide them. Let's also talk about what sudden cardiac arrest can look like, because it's not always as dramatic as people may imagine. Sometimes there's a sudden collapse. Sometimes there is no response to shouting or shaking. Sometimes there is no normal breathing, only gasping. Sometimes the person looks as though they may be having a seizure. All of those are reasons to call 911 and start CPR immediately. If there are other people nearby, send one person to call 911 and another to find an AED if possible. Don't wait for someone else to take over in these emergencies. Teamwork saves time, and time saves lives. I also want to say something about grief and shock, because emergencies do not only affect the person who is sick, they affect everyone who is there. In the middle of a crisis, people may freeze, they cry, they might shake, or feel like they're moving in slow motion. That is normal. You do not have to be calm to be useful. You just have to act. Sometimes people worry later that they didn't do enough, they didn't do it perfectly, or they made the wrong choice. I want to be very careful here. In an emergency, doing something is almost always better than doing nothing. Call 911, follow their directions, start CPR if needed, and use an AED if available. That is the message I want to leave with all of you today. If a person collapses, is unresponsive, is not breathing normally, or is only gasping, treat it as a medical emergency right away. If the person has chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, sweating, pain radiating to the arm or the jaw, or a feeling of impending doom, call 911 immediately. If it becomes cardiac arrest, start CPR and use an AED as soon as you can. Please learn CPR if you can. Please know where the AEDs are in your workplace, your school, your gym, your church, the library, and community spaces. Please remember that drowning emergencies need fast action and rescue breaths when possible. And please remember that if you are the one that has to call 911, you do not need to have every answer before you call. You just need to call. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast. Till next week.